Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike. That's Smash Mouth. And then the morning comes. It's 7:40 on Monday, June 6th. Mike Plourd in the studio. And joining me is Lowell Larson, who is running for sheriff of Marquette County. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Always good to see you, Lowell.
Yes.
And a couple of things that you want people to know about. Tell us what you want everybody to know about.
Well, the primary election is coming in fast, and your next sheriff will be elected in just over 8 weeks. So it's very important to come out in the primary because your next sheriff will be decided then compared to the general election.
How come?
Well, all three candidates are running as Democrats. There is no Republican challenger. So three candidates will become one in the primary. The official election will be in November, but there'll only be one choice left at that time. So it's very important to get out August 2nd.
So whoever wins the primary will be on the ballot in November, but if they get one vote, they're in.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very, very important to come out and vote in the primary. Every vote counts in the primary. Traditionally, there's a low voter turnout in the primary, so every vote is very important.
The vote, the primary is in the first Tuesday in August.
Correct. August 2nd.
August 2nd. And so it's time to, if you're going to have an absentee ballot, it's time to get your absentee ballots out there. There are three candidates, of course, but what do you want folks to know about you, Lowell?
Well, the main thing is that I'm the internal candidate. I've worked at the sheriff's office from the ground level up, both in the corrections division and the road patrol division. And a lot of people don't think about the jail with the sheriff's office, but it is two-thirds of our operation, and I'm the only candidate that has that experience within that jail.
That's a very good point. And coming from corrections myself, I understand what that's about and what it means to work in that environment.
Yes.
And it's interesting, I think, in some ways that sometimes when somebody applies for a job with the sheriff's department, their first assignment is in the jail. I don't disagree with that. I think that's good training.
Yeah, well, we don't actually do that anymore. It used to be a training ground before you went to the road patrol, but corrections has become so involved with their training that you can't use it for a stepping stone to the road patrol because you sink a lot of money and time and effort into training people to work in the jail because it's a very complex job. You don't want to lose them every few years. So when we hire someone at our jail, we hope to retain them within the jail and keep them there.
That's a very good point, and that's a very interesting point, too. I think a lot of people don't realize that as well.
Yeah, you think of a jail, you think you're just going to be watching inmates, but the job is so much more involved than that. You have, it's not just walking down the aisles with keys, but you got the booking process, you got the medication, you got the feeding, you got the release, you have the attorney visits, you have the shuttling over to court. It's the keep track of in the computer system. And lots of small things that people don't think about you have to do at the jail. So,
yeah, and you have several different kinds of prisoners as well at the jail. You have guys who are doing jail time, who've just been sentenced to jail, do some jail time.
Yeah.
And you've got guys waiting trial.
Exactly. Everyone will say, well, what do you have at the jail? Just some drunk drivers? And no, it's a lot more than that. And everyone that goes to prison has to go to jail first because they're going to be at the jail while they're waiting for their trial and waiting for it to be sentenced. So you have a large spectrum of inmates at the jail, anyone from fines and costs or anyone to murder. So it's a interesting population.
Talking to Lowell Larson, who is running for sheriff for Marquette County. And Lowell, you also mentioned that you've got experience with road patrol as well. Talk about that for a moment.
Yep. I'm a supervisor in the road patrol. And I do many different roles with that. I'm a shift supervisor. I'm a evidence technician, forensic interviewer, firearms instructor, active shooter response instructor. And so I wear many different hats and then throw union president on top of that. So lots of different roles.
Pretty much illustrates that you can handle a big operation. We're talking to Lowell Larson, who's running for sheriff from Marquette County. We're going to come back and talk to Lowell a little more before we let him go. Stay tuned. This is the Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike. Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike, Carly Rae Jepsen, and a song called Call Me Maybe. It's 7:48 on Monday, June 6th. Mike Plourd in the studio, and joining me is Lowell Larson, who is running for Marquette County Sheriff. And Lowell, you've got some events that you want folks to know about, too. What's coming up?
Well, we just completed our pasty fundraiser, where every Tuesday we're selling pasties. It's a good way to embrace the local culture and raise money for my campaign. But also this Thursday, I will be at the Ishpeming Elks from 5 till 7 p.m., and it's going to be a Meet the Candidate forum. And I'm also going to be having wild game samplers there. We're going to have some corn venison, some bear meat, some elk, some pheasant, and some regular turkey for people that don't like wild game. But So that's coming up this Thursday from 5 to 7. You can go to the Facebook page that I created for my campaign, go to the event, and click that you're going there. Or you can go to my website, larson2016.com, hit the contact tab, and tell me that you'd like to attend. So,
and they can go there and shake hands with you and ask you some questions, find out what they really want to know about you.
Right.
And that's going to be at the Ishpeming Elks.
Yes. Yep. And, you know, it's very important to find out, talk to all three candidates and figure out who's going to be the best bet for sheriff. So.
One more time, Lowell, tell folks what's happening in August.
August 2nd is when your next sheriff will be elected. So it's very important to get out and vote in the primary, because if you wait to the general, there's only going to be one option left.
So really, if you wait to the general, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
your sheriff is already elected because there's no Republican candidate.
Yeah, there's no Republican candidate, so your decision will already have been made. So it's very important to get out and vote. And I ask for your vote August 2nd.
Lowell Larson joining us. He's running for sheriff for Marquette County. And thanks for your time, and look forward to talking to you again before the election.
Thank you for having me.
And if you missed any of this interview, we'll have it posted to our website a little while later on. You know, that's what we do. We keep you close to what's happening in the community on the Sunday Morning Show with Walt and Mike.